total salary expense is $100,000 for legal contract.
2-3.
And yes, and 2-2 for salaries is $2.3 million for salary expenditures. Okay.
Total salary expenditures is $2.3 million.
Yes, correct.
All right.
You want to just go with the office expense, the equipment expense? Let's go through them, I guess.
It's the office expense is the same as last year. I'm fine with leaving it.
It's the same as we budgeted last year.
Right.
Okay. 26.5.
Yeah, 26.5 is that total. The next one, substantially higher.
We went from 393 to 470.
Correct.
180, 100 almost.
It looks like, if you go by line item, Ron, go ahead and start going line item down.
Well, the big one is equipment purchases. It went from $100,000 to $200,000. That's the difference.
I think we need to go back to $100,000, guys.
What new equipment are we looking at purchasing
now? They had a request for that, and I don't know whether they've already bought that or not, but for that broom truck that they had.
That sweeper? I thought they...
Sweeper.
Well, they put it out for business. I don't know if they bought it yet.
Well, it'll be on next year's.
But here's the question. I would sure like for us to... We've got some equipment we don't use very much still. Traded to or something. Is that possible?
Yeah, yes. I'd rather leave it at the 200 and then...
But
what?
It's an increase over last year.
And then we're not going to spend it unless we
have to. There, any piece of equipment that we've got that's major... Just say, I'm going to use example to you as like a chip and seal machine.
Yes, sir.
If that thing would happen to go down and have something happen to it like happened to the other one where the shavings went through the entire system,
right,
and virtually left it unusable,
right,
it's a $180,000 piece of equipment.
That would be a repair. You said replace?
That's a replace. Well, what's it? What do you worry about it on the line?
We're $600,000 over last year's budget. Right now, I'm running totals. We're requesting $600,000 increase.
Now realize this, and here's the problem. That was with him putting in a figure for revenues of $6.5 million.
Right.
So we're not over that. We're over that based. We're over what we budgeted.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Because we have no idea what we spent.
I'm just going by budget to budget, and what I'm showing is with the 6.5 revenue projection right now in the system, and the expenditures were $600,000+ more than last year's approved budget, and we were trying to get to flat.
Okay. Here's the way I look at this one on the road and bridge. Last year we took.
You've added the two together to come up with those figures to know that we're that much over.
Okay.
Okay.
Now just check the formulas.
Okay.
Here's where I'm going with Broken Bridge. Last year, when we finally got to that point of all the things that went wrong, we said keep it the same numbers as the year before. It's
right.
Unreasonable, in my mind, to see that we could keep it the third year the same without any replacement cost or repair cost not being
but we can't eat into the savings. Let me give you a big number. The number that I'm showing here, guys, from revenues compared to expenses is about $200,000. We're upside down by
$200,000. Wow.
Okay. The total expenditures that we are adding up, let me just come through here real fast and double check all the formulas that Rick has in here. And I can prove those. Okay. Our total expenditures. Is that right? I take that back. I read the numbers upside down. Okay. Our total expenditures we're showing right now is $7,387,400. And our revenues are more than that. So we're fine. We're leaving your numbers in there, Dan. I'm showing that we're going to using Rick's starting number of 5.5 as a rollover. Don't know if that's right or not, but I'm saying using that number, we're projecting that at the end of the year we'll have put 240,000. Is that on?
Mm-hmm.
That would show that 240,000 would go back into the fund balance, so we would actually be still fine.
Still fine.
We'd still be fine. Based off of the 6.5 number, which I know Ron and I and we all have had more discussions on that.
Okay, I've been around construction equipment enough in my life to know that it's real unrealistic not to put those numbers in there for replacement cost or repair, that we could increase that. And we're just asking for $100,000.
Can you pause it for a minute?